Well, it's pretty much a done deal. Canon lawyers are coming out and saying it. The explanatory note issued by the DDF that seeks to excommunicate the SSPX priests, religious, and laity who attend their masses lacks legal force. This isn't just SSPX explain away. This is being said by canonists who do not support the SSPX. If you like what you see, please like and share the video and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. You can also like and follow us on Facebook, X, Rumble, BitChute, and Substack. My first book, Until the Last Penny, is available in both ebook and paperback. It's a fictional story of a soul's journey through purgatory, and it's unapologetically Catholic. Get your copy by clicking the link in the description. And special thanks to D4 Family for leaving a review on Amazon. On July 1st, 2026, the Society of St. Pius X consecrated four of their priests, bishops. The Dicastery of the Doctrine of Faith issued two documents. A decree announcing that the six bishops involved had incurred an automatic excommunication by canon law for consecrating bishops without papal mandate, calling it a schismatic act, warning the priests of the society and the faithful who attend their masses that formal adherence to the schism would also incur the automatic excommunication. The second document is an explanatory note meant to explain the decree. However, it seeks to go beyond the decree and proclaim that all priests and religious of the society to be schismatics and excommunicated, as well as the faithful who fit the definition of formal adherence to the schism as put forth in a 1996 explanatory document, which really explains nothing. The note also declares the faculties for confession and marriage granted by Pope Francis to be revoked. Many canon lawyers are now coming forward saying that the explanatory note, which seeks to do all these things, lacks legal force and that it is not binding for a variety of reasons. For example, and just so you know, much of the canonical arguments used in this video come from an article on Rerate Caeli by Peter Kwasniewski. I'll put a link in the description. The two documents are contradictory. The decree names the six bishops and warns the clergy and faithful not to adhere to the schism, a warning with future implications. The note then shifts to the present tense, declaring the priests and religious of the society to already be in schism and excommunicated, and the faithful to also be in schism and excommunicated if they fit the definition of formal adherence. Canon law states that when two penal documents conflict, the less punitive document must prevail. However, we don't even have to go there. An explanatory note accompanying a decree is not a law or a decree or a penal precept and not a judicial sentence. It is a doctrinal commentary. That's it. The note cannot extend the decree's penalties, and it cannot convert a warning into a declaration. In short, the explanatory note is trying to do something that it can't do: add penalties to the decree. The note declares people to be excommunicated without having actually done anything. One day being an SSPX priest is not an excommunicable offense. The next day, without warning, they are excommunicated for simply being an SSPX priest. The same with the lay faithful who attend SSPX masses. One Sunday, those attending the SSPX are not considered excommunicated. Before the next Sunday, they are. People have to be named to be officially excommunicated. You can't just declare this group of people to be considered excommunicated. The explanatory note announces that the faculties for confession and marriage have been revoked. However, confessional faculties were granted by Pope Francis in the papal document Misericordiae et Miserere, and conditional faculties for marriage in an Ecclesia Dei letter. The note revokes neither by name. A dicastery cannot revoke a papal act without specific papal authorization, and none is cited. As a result, these faculties remain intact. Again, it's not just pro-SSPX people saying this. Canonists who do not necessarily support the SSPX are saying this, such as Father Gerald Murray.
An explanatory note can explain what a decree contains. It can't add to a decree. So the decree did not say the priests were excommunicated. Therefore, the explanatory note cannot do that, having legal effect. Mm-hmm. This was a canonical mistake on the part of the authors of this document. It's very regrettable. Same applies to lay people. Because when there's a penalty that's going to be given, there has to be an instance where you say, well, Before this moment, I didn't have the penalty. Now I have it because I did a certain act.
The document claims in the explanatory note that if you receive the sacrament of marriage or confession from an SSPX priest, that that's invalid. But wait a minute. Pope Francis said that SSPX priests could perform marriages and confessions. And this note doesn't have the power or force, I am told, to abrogate that papal order.
An act of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Casual Doctrine of the Faith in an explanatory note cannot undo what Pope Francis did. So they missed the boat on that. They have to get Pope Leo to issue a decree revoking what Pope Francis did.
So in the end, all that actually happened is the six bishops are named as having incurred excommunication for performing a schismatic act. The priests and the faithful are warned that they too would also incur the laete sententia excommunication if they formally adhere to the schism. And that's it. The priests, religious, and faithful are not excommunicated or schismatic, and the faculties for marriage and confession are intact. But are the excommunications of the bishops valid? Did a schismatic act really occur? According to a recent canonical analysis from the canon of Shaftesbury, a judicial vicar in a major diocese, quote, "The code does not automatically treat unauthorized episcopal consecration as schism. Cardinal Fernandez's invocation of Ecclesia Dei Afflicta from 1988 to characterize the act as schismatic relies on a logical leap from an act of disobedience to a wholesale rejection of papal primacy, but it is not a true leap, since they have reaffirmed their fidelity to the Holy Father, that the text of Canon 751 does not support. The Society has been crystal clear that these, as well as the 1988 Episcopal consecrations, were not intended to be schismatic. The bishops of the Society have no jurisdiction, ensuring the sacramental life of the Society only, and are not intended to be a rival hierarchy. Canon 751 defines schism as the refusal of submission to the Roman Pontiff or of communion with the members of the Church subject to him. An act of disobedience is not the same as refusal to submit. Refusal to submit is a denial of papal authority. The Orthodox are schismatic. Protestants are schismatic. The SSPX are disobedient. There's a difference. As for the excommunications of the bishops, these are not declaratory excommunications through authority. In other words, no one, including Pope Leo, is saying, I, by my authority, hereby excommunicate. It is being announced that canon law has been broken, and the specific laws broken come with a laete sententia, or automatic excommunication. The problem is, canon law also states that if a law is broken due to a state of necessity, even if such a state doesn't exist, but the person thinks it does, they can't be penalized, or the penalty must be lessened. That's canons 1323 and 1324. And 1324 specifically states a laete sententia penalty, which is what they incurred, cannot be applied. Nobody can reasonably claim that the SSPX does not believe a state of necessity exists. Therefore, the bishops are not excommunicated. The priests are not excommunicated. The faithful are not excommunicated. There is no schism, nothing to see here. But despite this, thanks to the directives issued by Fernandez, reports are coming that people are being denied communion in the Novus Ordo and being denied absolution in the confessional at Novus Ordo churches. Not everyone who attends the SSPX does so exclusively. And this is coming from a man who just 3 years ago said this in a homily. You know that for many centuries the church went in another direction without realizing it. It developed an entire philosophy and morality full of classifications, to classify people, to put labels on them. This one is like this, that one is like that. This one can receive communion, this one cannot. This one can be forgiven, this one cannot. It is terrible that this happened to us in the church. Yet now he is trying to do the very same thing to us. The man is a hypocrite. The issue with the removal of faculties could easily be remedied. All it would take is an official statement from the Pope. And quite frankly, I will be surprised if that doesn't happen. If it does, then supplied jurisdiction will kick in. I have a video planned going over supplied jurisdiction for confession, but honestly, until the faculties are properly removed, there's no reason to make it. And they may not be. This may all be about perception. The perception is going to be that the SSPX is in schism and excommunicated. All one has to do is show these two documents. It is a lot harder to go through the legality to show why this is not the case, and it sounds like we're trying to wiggle out of something. The mainstream media is reporting this as rebel Catholic group and all its followers have been excommunicated. So it's an uphill battle for the society as far as public perception is concerned. The whole point may be just to scare people. And if Leo has to issue another document, that's the same as admitting the first one was flawed, making the Vatican look incompetent. And part of me wonders if this wasn't done on purpose. They don't want us to actually be excommunicated in schism and the absolution's invalid. They just want to marginalize the SSPX. If we take away the explanatory note, which we can do since it has no legal force, it's exactly what was announced after the 1988 consecrations. The bishops are excommunicated latae sententia. It was declared a schismatic act. The clergy and the faithful are warned about formal adherence to the schism. And for almost 40 years, all of that was challenged and shown to be incorrect. Not just by the SSPX, by the way. Cardinal Ratzinger / Pope Benedict is probably the most significant person. Not by what he said, but by his actions. Lifting the original excommunications without concession is a tacit admission that they were not valid. And he overturned an excommunication from a local bishop who tried to excommunicate lay people for receiving sacraments from the SSPX. Despite all this, they're doing it again. Some are making the claim that these excommunications are invalid because canon law is clear that a heretic cannot excommunicate anyone, and Leo and Fernandez are both clearly heretics. I don't know which canon they refer to. I'm not making that claim. But what I find interesting is that these documents by Fernandez do not invoke papal authority. Now, that may be because everything that comes from the Dicastery of the Doctrine of Faith is automatically assumed to have papal authority. It used to be the Holy Office, which was considered that way, I believe. But Fernandez says I. He doesn't say I with the authority granted me by the Pope or anything like that. He says I. I am doing this. Fernandez wrote an essay in the 90s claiming that all men are saved. This is manifest heresy. Can a manifest heretic excommunicate someone? And here's something else to consider. There are a lot of things that have a latae sententia, excommunication, attached to them, like participating in abortion. Canon 1397 says a person who actually procures an abortion incurs a latae sententia, excommunication. Procurement means to bring it about. This would include politicians who publicly support abortion and whose vote is necessary to keep it legal. So why are there no decrees announcing that all these supposed Catholic politicians who publicly support abortion and vote to keep it legal have incurred an automatic excommunication? Because they have. And if you vote for them, you too receive the excommunication for procuring abortion. If the church had done this, the abortion issue would have been taken care of decades ago. The same with rainbow marriage, the same with pornography. So-and-so has received an automatic excommunication for voting for Bill X, which does Y, which is immoral. The faithful are warned not to vote for so-and-so, lest they too incur excommunication. Even in America, had the church done this in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, we wouldn't be where we are now. The Catholic voting bloc in America is substantial enough that it can stop anything from going through, or at least it was. Now, I know some of you are saying, well, they would have lost their tax-exempt status. And? Which is more important? Had they done this and shown the world their authority over civil governments, which they have, and their sway over civil policy, I personally doubt any politician would have been brave enough to take that away from them. And had they done this, the world, not just the United States, but the world would be a much better place. But no, Catholic politicians who keep evil legal isn't the problem. Traditional Catholics trying to preserve the faith, that's the real problem. Why is it only traditional Catholics who are trying to preserve the traditional Catholic teaching, the only ones whose latae sententia excommunications, which are usually not valid, recognized and announced by the Vatican? Why are they not announcing the automatic excommunications of all these so-called Catholic politicians who keep evil alive in our society? That could actually do some good. Lefebvre, de Castemeyer, and the four bishops, Archbishop Vigano, Archbishop Took, the recent SSPX consecrations, all excommunicated. Why? For not accepting the Second Vatican Council, essentially, which has no anathemas and declared nothing new to be binding. The reason the society was not allowed to consecrate bishops both in 1988 and now is because they refused to accept parts of the Second Vatican Council, a council that sought not to punish people, so said Pope John XXIII. Now the Vatican is saying, if you don't accept the Second Vatican Council, which declared nothing dogmatic or infallible, so said Pope Paul VI, bound the faithful to nothing except previous teaching, had no anathemas, and sought not to punish people, you will be punished. And I'll throw Father Feeney in there. I don't agree with his position, but I recognize that all he was doing was trying to defend the dogma that outside of the church there is no salvation, which even then was being watered down to the point of being almost meaningless. These are the only people that I know of in the last almost 100 years that the Vatican has announced have incurred excommunication. And in most, if not all cases, the excommunications are not valid. Why is that? Why is it only the Catholics who are trying to hold to the true Catholic faith who are announced by the Vatican to be excommunicated? And all these Catholic politicians keep an evil legal not? If you can answer that question, then you'll understand better why these men did what they did. Now, it needs to be said that some of the greatest defenders of the SSPX consecrations come from people who do not attend the SSPX. They attend other Latin Mass groups, such as the FSSP, ICK, and Diocesan Latin Masses. People like Michael Matt, Anthony Stein, TLM Ryan, and I believe Peter Kwasniewski. But some of the loudest critics of the SSPX consecrations also comes from people in these groups. I saw a meme on Facebook from a Latin Mass group that gave a quote from St. Pius X, essentially saying that we are to give unquestioning, absolute obedience to the Pope. And the caption with the quote said basically, SSPX wrong, we are to give absolute obedience. Of course, not when it comes to fiducia supplicants, but everything else. No, that's not how absolute obedience works. You don't get to throw stones at other people while carving out an exception for only what you personally see as unjust. These people need to take notice of what's actually going on. It's not that it's happening to me, but you're safe because you live in an area that has this or that option, so you feel free to criticize the SSPX. Well, guess what, guys? It's all going away. Your Latin Mass is going away. You're next. They may offer a reverent Latin version of the Novus Ordo, but this isn't John Paul II and Benedict XVI Summorum Pontificum offering the traditional Latin Mass. This is Traditionis Custodis. The traditional Mass is going away. We SSPXers are not being told, here, go to this Latin Mass from Rome. We are being told, go to the bishop and sign a profession of faith that we accept Vatican II in the new Mass and denounce the society. They are bringing back the Inquisition for us, telling us to take an oath against Catholicism. Yes, many bishops are calling for Rome to ditch Traditionis Custodis and go back to Summorum Pontificum to open up access to the TLM. But when they roll out this Latin version of the Novus Ordo, those voices will stop. They and many in the traditional movement will see it as an acceptable compromise. Don't you get it? They're done with accommodation. They're demanding submission. We are step one because we were the easy target. If you think you won't eventually be forced to choose between disobedience and submission to error, you are fooling yourself. Our Lady of Good Success prophesied that those priests and faithful who wish to hold on to the authentic faith will suffer, some to an early grave, and will be counted as martyrs. Many other prophecies say something similar. You think you're going to be spared? And if your answer to me is, always obey the Pope, okay, come talk to me when the FSSP, ICK, and Diocesan TLM are forced to adopt this new Latin Novus Ordo Mass. And they make you sign something saying that you accept Vatican II and the new Mass before they allow you to attend this new Mass, meant to transition everyone over to the Novus Ordo. Traditionis Custodis says that's the goal. Are you willing to give that pinch of incense to Rome? What are you going to do? because it's coming. I believe it will be sooner than later, and the only alternative left will be the SSPX. So you might want to be careful because you may just end up eating crow. They want all trads gone, not just us, and they're tired of waiting, so they're bringing down the hammer, and it's not going to stop with the SSPX. The debate is over and we lost. That's not the same as saying they're right and we're wrong. We are right. But I think the days of trying to show people the SSPX is in good standing with Rome are certainly over. The days of saying Rome has never said the SSPX is in schism are over. Again, that's not to say it's true. It's not. But there are a lot of claims that we used to make that we can no longer make. Something has changed. We have been pushed back into the catacombs, and that's okay. I'd rather be in the catacombs. But the time for debating and arguing and trying to convince people is over. I'm not saying we don't present our side. Of course we do, and I will continue to do so. But we present it, and if they accept it, great. If not, move on. And I think the resistance guys have to be beside themselves saying, "I told you so." The society tried to climb out of the catacombs and say, "Hey guys, we want to play." They toyed with us for a while, made us think they would accept us, but now they want to kick us off the team. And that is the reality of the situation. That's all I'm saying. Don't get into debates with people. If asked, present your side. If they want to argue, just leave it alone. I mean, some of these people were claiming excommunication just a few years ago, well after those first excommunications were lifted, and claimed the SSPX did not have faculties for confession, and when you showed them on paper they were wrong, they just kept saying it. Well, what do you think they're going to do now? Don't waste your time debating people. My advice is to present the truth and leave it at that. Don't argue. Am I saying that it's time to bunker down again? To an extent, yes, I am. Until my next video, God bless.